family. It's something we take for granted. Most of us grew up in a family and many of us have started our own families. And yes, we all know that families are part of God's grand design. But you know as well as I do that this whole family thing, well, sometimes it's just not easy, is it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me as we take a look today at your family from a different perspective. And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you dive deeper into God's Word and draw closer to Jesus to become all that He created you to be. Boy meets girl, they fall in love, and with stars in their eyes, they walk down the aisle and commit their lives to one another. What a rosy picture. And it's a picture that's reinforced and represented to us over and over again. You'd be amazed how many of the ads on television dangle a happy, loving, intimate marriage under your nose as the brand promise if you buy whatever they happen to be selling today. From orange juice to luxury homes, the picture of the ideal family is presented to us over and over again. And so we start believing that that's how 99.9% of all families are. Now, we kind of know they're not, but we still swallow this lie, hook, line and sinker, because we want to believe it. My wife, Jackie, and I were on holidays a few months back, and we met another lovely couple who live not far from us, so we've kept in touch. They're retired, reasonably well off, it'd seem, a beautiful home on a few acres out of town, happily married. They seem to have it all. We caught up with them for lunch recently and came to know them a little bit better. Interesting. Behind their apparently ideal lives lie some significant issues with their adult children. They didn't go into a lot of detail, but it just made me realise how there's no such thing as the absolutely perfect family. In fact, I can't think of one family that we know in our lives who has it all sorted, where everyone loves everyone else, where there aren't any hurts or divisions, where the children have all grown up to fit with what their parents had hoped for them, where... You're getting the picture, right? You see, God's master plan for our families was a perfect one. He created Adam, he created Eve so that Adam wouldn't be alone. He blessed them in the beautiful garden where they had complete safety and everything they would possibly ever need. But then Adam and Eve do the one thing that God tells them not to do. Tempted by the serpent, they eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so this is what happens to them. Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 to 22. To the woman, God said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you are taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made garments of skin for the man and for his wife, and clothed them. Then the Lord said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a sword flaming and turning to guard the way to the tree of life. So as a result of their sin, as a result of their rebellion against God, a few things happened. Firstly, the woman would experience pain in childbirth, and though she desires her husband, now he will rule over her. That's a punishment. Strife and enmity between husband and wife is a consequence of their sin. And for the man, instead of this idyllic life that he's been living, tilling the garden and living in perfect harmony with his wife, now all of a sudden things are going to get hard. He's going to have pressures and work, and things won't always go the way he expects them to go. And that's going to put even more strain on the husband-wife relationship. And on top of it all, God boots them out of the garden, out of the ideal life that he had for them, and lets them go and fend for themselves in the harshness of a fallen, sinful world. That's what happened. That's why you and I are now in the same fallen, sinful world, living out the consequences of our sin. That's why your marriage and your family aren't all that you expected them to be. And by the way, no, there aren't any 100% perfect families and marriages out there. Sure, some are better than others. And the more we live for God, the more we love Him and obey Him, the better our marriages are going to be and the better our kids are going to grow up. The kids. Did I forget to mention Adam's and Eve's boys, Cain and Abel? Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let us go out to the field." And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" he said. "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand." See, there it is. There are the consequences of sin. And they're playing themselves out in every family on this planet, to some greater or lesser extent. So, why am I rambling on about all this stuff today? Simply to make this point. There is no such thing as the perfect, ideal family. There hasn't been since Adam and Eve were booted out of the Garden of Eden by God. So stop whipping yourself, imagining that yours is the only family with problems. That's the first point that I want to make. And the second one is equally important. Doing family, being family in this lost and hurting world was never going to be easy, and it never will be. Family's a tough road. When a bunch of imperfect people set about loving one another, they're going to hurt one another. And so a lot of love and acceptance and tolerance and forgiveness is required over and over and over again. Matthew chapter 8, verses 21 to 22. Peter, the apostle, came to Jesus and said, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. See, it's going to be hard. It just is. That's the message today. And just because it's going to be hard, don't give up on it. Because you and I have been made in God's image. The whole idea of male and female, husband and wife, close loving family, tumbles straight out of the very nature of God Himself. Yes, it's marred by our sin. But the more we let God into this family, the more each one of us chooses to live our lives for Christ, the closer our families become to God's ideal, God's grand plan for a loving, godly family. Now, I know that there are some people tuned in today whose families have completely fallen apart, and it's simply not possible to go back and patch it all up and make it all sweet and happy and rosy. I get that. And God's healing love is available to you. Something we're going to talk about next week on the program when we're chatting about marriage breakdown and divorce. But if you're still in a family, imperfect as it may be, hang in there. Live it for Christ. Humble yourself. Forgive. Be who Jesus made you to be. Because I know that you will discover good in that. I know that God will work in you and through you as you honor Him and as you honor His plan for your marriage and for your family. Listen, do yourself a favor. When you get to the point of giving up and walking away, don't. Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.